How long do you have for me to say all the words in between the hyphens that make up Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino's career? You want to call him a rapper? Absolutely, we will today. But if you want to call him an artist, a producer, a writer, an actor, he does so much. But today we are going to focus on the fantastic musical career of Childish Gambino. Come along with us. Let's go. I got more tail than Petco. You faker than some sweet and low. Yeah, you got some silverware, but really, are you eating though? Jordan, Lord knows I've been eating. But know what's real is sugar? Sounds good to us, which you, listener, are listening to right now. I'm Gregory Hill.
And I'm Jordan Stone.
This is a music podcast where two friends of 21 years and counting pick one artist per episode and talk about why that artist is awesome to us, even in the off infinitesimal chance that you don't think so. You can follow us on Twitter and Instagram and listen wherever you get your podcasts. Jordan, today, one of your favorites. We're going to focus on a multi-hyphenate artist who has produced some of the most clever, poignant, and memorable pop culture of the last decade. Today, Jordan, who the fuck are we talking about?
Childish Gambino.
I'm excited for you, buddy. This is one of your favorites. You've been holding out for this one. Let's just get started. Let's dispense with the formalities. Jordan, I want you to tell me about your history with Childish Gambino. Start with where you first heard about him.
The genesis of my Childish Gambino fandom started in 2010 with the release of his mixtape, Cul-de-Sac. And this preceded Spotify and streaming, so you had to work a little harder back in the day than to discover music. So I spent a lot of time searching the bowels of the internet for the latest in hip-hop, and I stumbled upon his mixtapes. And for the record, this is before he released his albums. So I've still got these mixtapes on iPods and hard drives, and you can only find them on SoundCloud and YouTube at this point. They're still not on streaming services. And the song specifically from Cul-de-Sac, Do Ya Like, caught my attention. And this song obviously features a sample of Adele's Melt My Heart to Stone. Shout out to our previous Adele episode where we covered that album. I loved this song. And I knew at the time his real name was Donald Glover. I knew he was an actor, but that's about it. Fast forward then to August of 2011. I'm in Dallas, Texas for the LSU-Oregon football game. I'm riding in the car with our friend Andy, and he asks me, hey, do you like Childish Gambino? I said, I like a couple songs. Why? He tells me he just dropped an EP, and I've got to hear this new song, Freaks and Geeks.
Ego, think about it for a second, man. We eating, where's your breakfast, man? You hungry? Have the sandwich, got my wallet, cheese and lettuce. An elephant never forgets.
From that moment, I was hooked. And to set this episode up for full context, a few points about my Childish Gambino fandom that are really important for context for you, the listener. For me, number one, he's a rapper. I don't pay attention to his acting very much. I think he's a good actor. I liked Atlanta. I've seen a few episodes of Community, but really, Donald Glover is Childish Gambino to me. And the second one for me is I'm an old school Childish fan. I respect his newer stuff from Awaken My Love and songs like This Is America. I think it's good. It's just not for me. I prefer Childish as a rapper. So I only really listen to his hip-hop songs. And to me, Awaken My Love isn't Childish Gambino. I wish he had released it under a different name or something. That's probably going to upset a few Childish Gambino fans. But when I listen to it, it's not the same artist for me. And so full disclosure, I'm a fan of his rap. Everything else is just too experimental for me. And so for this episode, I'm going to let Greg handle the other side of his career. And I'll focus a little bit more on the rap side of his career.
For me, it's funny because I almost came at it in the opposite direction. I am probably 76% of the Childish Gambino, maybe 82% of the Childish Gambino fan that you are. I love Childish Gambino, but that shows how much you do. But like a lot of folks, I first saw Donald Glover as Troy from Community, which I'm currently rewatching. It's fucking fantastic. I love the show. It's funny, and obviously Donald Glover is great in it, underutilized. If the show came out now, he would be the star. He was so damn funny on that show. Then I sort of lost touch of his career for a while. I knew he was a rapper. I'd heard his music shortly after that, but I really wasn't into it until Jordan started putting him on playlists. And so we worked together 2013 through 2016.
Yeah.
We're in the same office. We're working at a WeWork in Berkeley, California. There's three desks, and two of them are occupied, one by Jordan, one by me. This is the space of like 10 feet by 10 feet, maybe. And yeah. Jordan would play a playlist on his Bluetooth speaker, and it would permeate this entire space. And we would listen to music all day long while we were working if we weren't on calls. There were multiple Gambino songs in those playlists, and I started listening to him more and more on my own. I started adding him to my playlist and listened to him when I was walking or working out. And these playlists also always have been in the background of our friend group because Jordan and Andy are such massive Childish Gambino fans. So I think about these songs while we're hanging out at fantasy football draft weekends or whenever we get together, we're playing beer pong, we're doing things together. We're always at some point listening to Lil Wayne and Childish Gambino. And lastly, my next sort of big exposure where it was just impossible to deny him and not consider myself a huge fan was simultaneously the release of This Is America and then also the beginning of a show Atlanta. And I remember listening to that song over and over and over again. I had to listen to it like 100 times in a week. And then I started binge watching Atlanta and just realized how long I'd waited to realize how big of a star that Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino, is. So I'm really excited to talk about him today. So let's talk a little bit about Childish Gambino as a person. Donald McKinley Glover Jr. was born on September 25th, 1983, which makes him about 3 years older than us, in Edwards, California. I'd never heard of Edwards, California before doing some of this research. He was actually born on an Air Force base. His father was stationed there, and then they moved to Stone Mountain, Georgia, in DeKalb County, outside of Atlanta. That's where he spent most of his childhood. He attended Lakeside High School and ultimately the DeKalb School of the Arts. Shout out to the DeKalb School of the Arts for any people who know about that. He then went on to attend New York University, and at this point, he released his first mixtape, which I read that he was so embarrassed that he doesn't want anyone to hear it. He has basically removed it from the internet. He doesn't want people to hear it because he just thinks it was terrible. Simultaneously, he also started DJing, which is sort of the first time where you see him doing multiple things, trying a bunch of shit out. And he released what I have to get my hands on. And Jordan, I don't know if you've heard this. I'm sure we can find it. I just have to hear his remix album of Sufjan Stevens' album, Illinois, because that's one of my favorite albums of that decade, and him remixing it as a DJ would blow my mind. He then, after graduating from NYU, he first became a writer on 30 Rock because he was noticed by Tina Fey and other writers as being this just really great writer. And he wrote on 30 Rock. He then also tried to audition. I guess he did audition and tried to land a spot being Barack Obama on SNL. He didn't get that gig and he became a member of the sketch comedy group Derek Comedy, which I'm also not super familiar with. His first big TV hit was playing, as I said before, Troy Barnes on Community. He was this football jock who had an injury and is now at this community college. He paired up really well with Abed, another character in Community. They have great chemistry. He then, as he starts to get into music, he had to find a name. He used a Wu-Tang Clan name generator online, and it yielded the name Childish Gambino, which he went with. He then released his first mixtape as Childish Gambino in 2008. Simultaneously, a little bit later in 2010, he performed a Comedy Central stand-up showcase, later doing an hour-long stand-up special called Weirdo in 2011, also on Comedy Central. Then finally, where we are with Childish Gambino, his debut studio album was released in 2011. It was called Camp. He then later released Because the Internet in 2013, Kawaii in 2014, Awaken My Love in 2016, and then 3/15/20 in 2020. His film credits, he's also a fucking actor. They include The Muppets, The Lazarus Effect, Magic Mike XXL, which he was fantastic in, The Martian, which he was fantastic in, Spider-Man Homecoming, Solo, A Star Wars Story. He is a awesome Lando Calrissian in that movie. And then he was also the voice of Simba in the live-action remake of Lion King. On TV, he's appeared in Late Night with Conan O'Brien, the aforementioned 30 Rock, and Community, Sesame Street, Girls, Adventure Time, and Saturday Night Live. he's done everything. He's created, he's wrote, he's directed, he's executive produced, and he starred in the fantastic FX show Atlanta, which if you haven't seen yet, you have to go watch. It's really incredible. Good. And as we're going to talk about, he probably has a ton, even more so, exciting stuff in front of him. So Jordan, let's get in a bit to his actual sound. I talked a lot about all the stuff he does, but we're going to focus on him as a musician today. Will you pick one song that you think best describes his sound?
Yeah, the song I chose to best describe his sound is Crawl from 2013's Because the Internet.
Rec League, I ain't paying a bar. Y'all be string like a broke guitar, and he still put it down like the family dog. Yeah, I murder some, murder one, explain it all.
So Childish Gambino might be my favorite hip-hop lyricist of all time. I know that's a big statement. And it's not that I think he's better than a Notorious B.I.G. or a Jay-Z. His lyrics are just uniquely clever. They're unmatched. He packs more clever lyrics into one song than most pack into an entire album. And I chose Crawl because of this and because it's unique sound that only Gambino can create. And speaking of his clever lyrics, Greg and I are both around Donald Glover's age, which is awesome because I know every single pop culture reference he makes in his songs because we grew up in the same time period. Here's some examples just from Crawl alone. Quote, Rec League, I ain't playing the ball. Y'all be string like a broke guitar, and I still put it down like the family dog. Yeah, I murder some, murder one, explain it all, Ferguson. Ferguson is the name of a character on Clarissa Explains It All, which was a 90s show. It was her brother's name. Another one, June, July, drop something. I double dare you. I'm Mark Summers. Mark Summers was the host of a 90s Nickelodeon show called Double Dare. So the wordplay he's using, the 90s references are right up Greg and I's alley. And so this song, Crawl, combines brilliant wordplay, a badass beat and flow, and this song is Childish Gambino to me.
That's great. I could have gone with and almost went with the fantastic 3005, but I didn't because I knew that Jordan would pick something from his earlier catalog, and I wanted to counterbalance that by going something later. And this, I think, tells us a bit about the sort of direction, at least the last two albums, that he's gone. For my song, I chose Redbone from 2016's Awaken My Love. This song is very different than the song that Jordan chose, and I did that purposefully because I wanted to make sure I got something more recent in Gambino's career because his music is very different. I think that shows how much growth he's had as an artist. We did a previous episode on Miley Cyrus. We talked about how through the longevity of Miley's career, she's been able to weave in a lot of different influences, and her music now sounds very, very different than what it used to be. Now, Gambino's the same way. This music weaves in funk and R&B and soul. There's not a single rap bar in this song. It's very different than his previous albums, but I think this reflects that range that we're talking about. My favorite quote from him that sort of describes his sound, I'm sure this was from earlier in his career, but I think it applies now, that I'm influenced by LCD Sound System as much as Ghostface Killah. A lot of rap shows I saw as a kid were boring, but if you went to Rage Against the Machine or a Justice show, the kids were losing their minds. Kids just want to go nuts. Odd Future knows that. People want to experience something physical. And Gambino's music is intensely physical. Even when you're listening to it, it has like this body feeling to it. And I think Redbone, especially the second half of his career so far, expresses that perfectly. All right, so Jordan, let's get into some artist comps. In this section, we try to compare a little bit to other artists that are already out there, some of which you might have heard, some of which you might not have. And it's just a way for us to compare, because if you hadn't heard as much of Childish Gambino as we might have, this gives you a good sense of other things you might like, or it might influence your liking of Childish Gambino. So Jordan, kick us off with your first comp.
Kid Cudi's The Mood from 2010's Man on the Moon 2, The Legend of Mr. Rager.
So sitting stuck in emotional bliss. The skinny model girls were poke on the gums. Tap my knee, I'm keeping the rhythm. The young and wild take chances together. They all jump up, twist and groove. But no one talks, lost in the motherfucking mood.
So Kid Cudi is probably the closest comp to Childish Gambino. There's a lot of overlap in these two fan bases between these two artists, and I really hope we get to do a Kid Cudi episode in the future, which I think we will.
We will.
I've hung out with him a couple times, and he's an awesome dude, and I want to tell those stories, to be honest. But check out this entire album, the songs Marijuana, Erase Me, Mr. Rager. So, so good. I think those songs stand up with a lot of Childish Gambino songs. It's a complex hip-hop record with a lot of similarities to Childish, so maybe start with Kid Cudi.
Love that album and love that comp for Childish. I'm going to go with Chance the Rapper, and I chose No Problem featuring Lil Wayne and 2 Chainz.
If one more label try to stop me, it's going to be some dreadhead niggas in your lobby.
Probably my favorite Chance song, although there's a bunch that are in competition. I'm a huge Chance the Rapper fan. Great production on this song. It uses basically a gospel vocal track as like a loop beat. Has a really catchy chorus. It has singing, great verses, especially Wheezy's. All in all, this song reminds me a lot of a Childish Gambino song. It's not just a straight beat and bars. It has complexity. It has nuance. It has interesting lyrics. It has cleverness. And it has musicality. And that, to me, is a good comparison between these two artists. Chance is similar in the sense he weaves in a lot of diverse influences, a lot of gospel, a lot of funk, even some rock. And he combines rapping with singing, and he brings a lot of humor to his music. So I think it's a good comp.
Next up is Logic's 44 More from 2018's Bobby Tarantino 2.
I'm finna kill it instead. I'm finna. I can never done it, and I wanna run it, and I wanna keep it going and going. Like infinity be the only entity to ever rip it apart. From the start like this, from the heart like this, finna murder it, a million miles a minute, no nitrous, do it righteous. I've been down this road before. Everybody think that they do, but they
I chose Logic because he and Childish have a similar flow. Their style, the way they deliver their lyrics. They're both artists that throw you curveballs with their music. They both seem to pack what feels like an entire novel of lyrics into one song. You finish a song and you're like, that was one song? It seems like that was three or four songs, and Logic and Childish both do that really well. And I also think Logic is one of the best to do it over the past 5 years or so and going on a decade now. And if you've not given his entire catalog a chance, I highly, highly recommend that you do.
Next up, I chose Lil Dicky and the song specifically Molly featuring Brandon Urey of Panic at the Disco from 2015's Professional Rapper.
Really wish you was a boo, I could prove wrong, but she knows what I'ma do with the new songs, and she know I'm pretty soon when your dude on running the rap game with that lane, always gotta be up on that train or that plane, ain't nobody wanna feel that pain or that strain, wishing I ain't gotta
get that. It's sort of funny because Childish is ostensibly a comedian who raps, and Lil Dicky, I guess, is a rapper who does comedy. It's hard to tell where one begins and one ends. Yeah. It's a strange combination, and this is sort of the core of Lil Dicky's aesthetic. I think people should, I'll say out loud, even though I like Lil Dicky, should take Childish Gambino a lot more seriously than Lil Dicky, and I think Lil Dicky would agree with that. It's hard to take him seriously as a rapper because most of what he's doing, he's intentionally trying to be funny, and not line by line, but the actual concept of the songs are meant to be funny. And that's a huge difference between Lil Dicky and Childish Gambino, that as you've noted earlier, Jordan, like Childish Gambino's lines are very clever and very funny, but the songs themselves aren't jokes, right? And Lil Dicky is jokey, but I still think it's fair. I could have chosen Freaky Friday. I think that would have been also a good one, but it listening to it over and over again, it's hard to take seriously. It like takes you out of the song.
Yeah.
And this and Freaky Friday are probably his most successful hits. Molly, I think, is a very good song. The chorus is great. Dickie's verses showcased how fast he can rap. He can rap very fast, and how clever his lyrics can be. And he can rap. Besides the rapping and sort of the meta commentary of both of these two and why the comparison is probably easy, because both of them have TV shows. If you haven't watched Dave, Lil Dicky's show, it's great. although I'm personally biased, I don't think it's anywhere near Atlanta in terms of just quality, but Dave is really good. Check it out. Both of these are funny rappers, one better, I think, than the other. Both have TV shows, but both can really spit.
I couldn't have said it better myself. If Lil Dicky played you a song, he would expect you to laugh.
Yep.
If you didn't laugh, I think he would get offended. Whereas if Childish played you a song, it may be funny, but he's not trying to get a laugh out of you. And there's a difference between those two things. All right, next up is Pels 1111 from 2014's Floating While Dreaming.
I know they don't know me, but after my show and they tell me it's nothing. They tell me it's nothing. Tomorrow ain't promised. I live my life honest with no interruptions. Fuck repercussions, I'm living and learning. Working and earning and sharing my sermon. And brothers feel threatened, but that don't concern me. I'm way too wide up for them birds to deter me.
I chose this one because it's the most sonically similar to Childish of all the comps that I picked. This song would fit in on any Gambino album. It's got that unconventional beat. It's very heady. And something that I want to call out is that Kid Cudi, Gambino, and Pell all have this thing in common where you feel like you're almost high listening to some of their music. And let's be honest, there's probably a good reason for that. They were probably high when they made it. But check out Pell. He's an artist you've maybe never heard of, but he deserves your attention.
My next one and last one is Tyler, the Creator, specifically one of his newest songs, Hot Wind Blows, which also features Lil Wayne, from 2021's Call Me If You Get Lost.
Call me when you get lost.
I'ma travel the globe, you keep the block hot, driver. Open the door for me, my hair hurt, find us. We playing hide and seek with the passports. Where the fuck we at? Oh, the pilot gotta remind us, yeah.
I don't know if this is a great comparison, Jordan. You can tell me if you think so, but in the strata of sort of 2010, early 2020 rappers, where both Tyler and Gambino occupy that space, whatever one of them does, and there's a handful of others. There's obviously Kendrick. Lil Wayne might be past his prime in that regard. There's a handful of rappers that I'm going to stop what I'm doing and listen to them. Everything they put out is an event, and Tyler, the Creator, and Childish both fit that bill for me, which is why I keep them in this comparison. This is technically a mixtape. It matches how we think about music now on the internet, but it also gets around having to conceptualize an album, which I think, you know, Childish has obviously done some mixtapes, but his albums tend to be a little bit more complete. But I like Hot Wind Blows a lot. It has a production that reminds me of a blend between something that Childish would do on Awaken My Love, but also then takes in things he would have done on Because the Internet. It bridges both sides of his career.
Right.
It includes some really great samples, specifically Penny Goodwin's Slow Hot Wind from 1974's Portrait of a Gemini, which is this funky acid jazz mid-70s composition that's great. I also really love this line, so many stinky, which he means by money, sit in my wallet, look like a folding chair, which is just a great visualization.
Yeah.
I can see it in my head, even though I don't have a folding wallet. I can see it. The Cartier, so a watch, so light in my body, thought I floated here. We boated here, but call me Boldedair, who's a French poet. Yeah, great lines.
Yes.
All right, so Jordan, let's get back into Childish. We've compared him to some other artists. We've talked about Childish's life and career. Let's get into some songs. We are going to craft what we believe to be the perfect 10-song Childish Gambino mixtape. Check out the playlists that we're making that accompany these episodes. The easiest way to find it is by going to soundsgoodtous.com. There's a link there that you can check them all out. Jordan, kick us off with track one of the Sounds Good to Us Childish Gambino Spotify playlist.
Let's do it. First song on the playlist. Let's kick it off right, baby. It's Freaks and Geeks from his 2011 EP.
Right, Gambino is a mastermind. Fuck a bitch to pass the time. Mass appeal, orange rind, smoke your green, I'm spending mine.
This is one of my favorite rap songs of all time. I called this song out earlier in the episode, and it's still my favorite song of his a decade later. And not only that, this might be my favorite rap song lyrically, just lyrically, of all time. Some of my favorite lines, let's talk about them. Quote, took the G out your waffle, all you got left is your ego. That is so fucking good.
Amazing.
Next. Yeah, Gambino, make it work. I'm the boss. Move something. Yeah, this cool fucking suits me. Swag to button. Next. Yep. You get sloppy drunk. I stay whiskey neat. My click should be canceled. Freaks and geeks. Freaks and Geeks. That's the second episode in a row that we've talked about that show. Greg, you mentioned it in the Miley Cyrus episode. Freaks and Geeks was canceled famously after its first season. So that's a nice little pop culture call out there by Childish. And if someone were to ask me, hey, Jordan, introduce me to Childish Gambino, I would choose Freaks and Geeks.
I'm so glad you chose it because, especially as I'm watching Community again right now, Donald Glover is a nerd, but he's like, and Childish Gambino is like his alter ego that he's playing hard, but it works, right? We talk about like this like sexuality and hardcore badassery, especially in lines like that. It just comes across, but deep down, he's still making Freaks and Geeks references. There's not a single rapper alive who would do that.
No. I love it.
So my next song is off of 2013's Because the Internet. It's The Worst Guys featuring Chance the Rapper.
All she needed was at a Clippers game on the court side. Watch a nigga shoot like a 4-5. They mad at me too, I got more fire. Why these bitches see you go home?
This song's awesome. I love this song so much. It has multiple tonal shifts in it, which makes it a really interesting listen. It reminds me of I Wonder off of Graduation from Kanye. Shout out to an earlier episode we did. It has sort of that same quality to it. And I'm a big Chance fan, so having him on a collab is in my wheelhouse. I love the backing track. It's really simple, but it's still melodic in a way that I didn't expect the first time that I heard the song after hearing it again. The opening is really catchy. I've never listened to the song with someone who doesn't sing the all she needed was some, all she needed was some, like just over and over again. It's an earworm, but it's not melodic. It's weirdly memorable. I don't know why it is. Other checklist items. Any song that mentions the NBA, I'm a huge NBA fan, will be a favorite of mine, even if it's the mention of the Clippers. I guess it's technically a Clippers game. It then shifts to this really funky guitar solo at the bridge with some great gospel-y, funky, soulful vocals in the background. And then it ends with this just completely different segment of the song at the breakdown with drums. So it's this song that just shifts all over the place. And that's really interesting to me because, again, I like it when artists try shit out. And this song is not straightforward. It tries shit out and each segment is completely different from one another.
Next up is Firefly from 2011's Camp.
Suddenly, suddenly we got so high. Firefly.
Skateboarding down at Washington Square, looking for quarters, maybe afford a falafel for dinner. I'm so broke, man. Scholarship apology. Facebook messages from college kids who hollering. Girls like,
all right, so this is my first opportunity to talk about his album Camp, which is a top 10 hip hop album of all time for me. And Firefly is my favorite song from that album. This song just goes hard from the jump. Literally the 0 second mark, he starts rapping. And in this song, you start to see him call out that he kind of grew up as an outcast. Quote, no live shows because I can't find sponsors for the only black kid at a Sufjan concert, which is a reference to indie folk singer Sufjan Stevens that Greg mentioned earlier. He then counters it with lyrics like, quote, I don't really like shades, big rims, or jewelry, but getting time of day from a model is new to me. He does a really good job of balancing insecurities and cockiness in his lyrics, which a lot of artists don't do. A lot of artists are either insecure or they're cocky, and they're not both at the same time, and it just makes his songs really fun. And this song is the perfect example of Childish's lyrical style.
My next choice is Pop Thieves off of 2014's Kawhi.
Now that we have found this love, baby, I can't explain my feel. Oh. Now that we have found,
it's the summer right now as we're recording this. This is a great beach song, has a great vibe, mostly because of the seagulls that back the opening, and maybe the percussion track has a steel drum to it. Then after the opening, it moves into the synth backing. It sounds very 80s, and I like it when Gambino sings. I know, Jordan, you're not a huge fan, but I like his voice. It can be very sweet. It can be very soulful. It has a lot of range. I don't think he's an incredible singer, but he's a very effective singer, which I appreciate here. And this song, I think, features the best qualities of his voice. And then it shifts into this just very slow verse from Jaden, the collaborator on this song, to close it out. I love this song. It's definitely my favorite off of Kawhi.
Next up is Heartbeat from Camp.
he go and make breakfast. You walk around naked, I might just text you. Turn your phone over when it's all over. No settling down, my texts go to your screen. You know better than that, I come around when you least expect me. I'm sitting at the bar when your glass is empty.
So this is the first song I heard by Childish that made my ears perk up, really. From the perspective of, okay, this guy has elite talent. It made me expect more from him in the future. It's kind of like looking into the future of his career and what you're about to see. And for me, as a big Kanye fan, this is his Runaway, which is, I think, Kanye's best song. They're similar in their sound and their style. The lyrics are visceral. They're realistic, direct, and authentic. Just, it has a sound that a lot of his other songs at this time didn't have. This song, to me, it's like if you opened up his lyric book and you turned to a page that he didn't want you to see. And he's like, oh, no, no, don't look at that. And he like shut the book on you. When you listen to this song, you feel like you're not supposed to be hearing what he's saying. It's very personal. The sound of the song is also haunting, and it's just a really, really, really good song.
Hell yeah. My next choice is 1238 off 2020's 31520.
Lay back on my back, vibrate.
My ex on some BS.
She walked out the closet. Girl, never write a check, I can't deposit. She said, boy, stop.
This song features 21 Savage, Ink, and Kaja, and it's a slower jam with the lyrics almost taking a back seat to the beat of the song. I have not heard a mix like this. I assume it was intentional. There's no way it was an accident. But in most songs, obviously, you have the vocal track over the instrumental track. This song almost feels like it's the opposite. In some places, it's even hard to hear and like discern the words that they're talking about, but I love it. It's different. It's soulful. It's funky. It creates this really atmospheric mix. And we talked about how Childish, more effectively than most artists, Kendrick is the only one modern day who I think is as effective at this. And I think Childish in this regard might be more effective. It's physical. It's very physical. It like enters into your body, and this atmosphere gets you moving or feeling something that most artists aren't able to achieve that as consistently. It also includes one of my favorite bars of all time. Jordan, I'm sure you like this one too. 21 Savage at the end of the song says, "I'm on a private jet eating Popeye's chicken. I be flexing like I'm eating Popeye's spinach."
So good.
And number one, I love Popeyes. I eat it multiple times a month. Shout out to the chicken sandwich and the red beans and rice. It's the best fast food restaurant in the world. At me, please, so I can argue with you. But this is also a clever ass line, and it's someone else other than Childish saying it, right? We've talked about how great of a lyricist Childish is, but 21 Savage's line on this is fantastic.
I forgot, you know, in your world, Cane's must not exist. That's okay.
Popeyes is better. You. Popeyes is better. Popeyes is better, but Cane's is my favorite.
Okay, fair enough. I'll take it.
I just drove an hour and a half to a Cane's this past weekend, so don't step off. on Saturday, literally. I'm not joking.
respect. Next up is Sweatpants from Because the Internet.
Faces look so emo. Watch a hater hate me, wanna play me like a piano. My architect, no Japanese. Yo, girl, she Japanese. No hands like soccer teams. Y'all fuck boys like soccer teams. You niggas ain't copping these. Niggas ain't looking like me. Nah, I ain't checking ID. But I bounce them with no problems. Tell them problem.
From this song, this song is exactly what I want from Childish. I remember when Because the Internet came out and hearing this song for the first time and being like, fuck yes, because Camp was before Because the Internet. And I was just sitting there hoping he was going to release an album that was similar. Let's get into some lyrics from this song that are just fantastic. Quote, "I got penthouses on both coasts, pH balance." Next, "I got five on her like Ben Folds." So what he's referring to is his hand, like five fingers. He's touching his girlfriend. And then Ben Folds five, which Greg and I are huge fans of. And then one of my favorite parts of any Gambino song is in Sweatpants. Quote, "Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker vroom vroom." And the song stops completely dead in its tracks. And he goes, "Fiskers don't make noise when they start up, just so you know."
Ain't nobody sicker in my Fisker vroom vroom ho. Ain't nobody.
Fiskers don't make noise when they start up, just so you know.
It's an electric car. So he's calling out himself for saying that they make noise when they start up when they don't. And in the second verse of this song, is Childish at his best.
It's great.
It features lines like, I'm too fly, Jeff Goldblum. Jeff Goldblum starred in a movie called The Fly. Next,
great
movie. Live like a Coppola, me and Sophia. Next, I'm winning so they had to dump the Gatorade and I don't give a fuck about my family name. He's referencing, he's nepotism. He hates nepotism. He's also referencing how Gambino is like a mafia last name. And he doesn't care about that. Mm-hmm. He's his own person, etc. And the thing that's awesome about Childish is he's a rapper who's also a stand-up comedian. I know you called this out, Greg, but I just wanted to point out again, it's almost not fair mm-hmm. to other rappers.
Yep.
Basically, it's yep. a guy writing effectively stand-up jokes, weaving them into hip-hop and doing it extremely well. And so when I say he's my favorite lyricist of all time, that's what I'm referring to.
My next one is Me and Your Mama from 2016's Awaken My Love. It's like getting four songs in one. Like most of Gambino's best music, it evokes a feeling. It's incredibly well produced. The song is about love and weed and fate and destiny and haters and breaking up and unchecked emotions. It starts with this very dreamlike composition. It then moves into this very soulful portion. And then 2 minutes in, it completely shifts to this wild ass guitar backed R&B song with gospel harmonies. Childish is digging really deep here, and he's singing and screaming loudly, channeling the best R&B and soul singers. This is like the heights of Sam Cooke. This is like Otis Redding. This is like James Brown. This is, I mean, he is going raw here, and I love that 60s Southern soul sound, and he's channeling it here, and it makes me really excited. And then it completely shifts again to take this song out in a synth beat. So I know you mentioned that a lot of his music is too experimental, and I think that he is pushing some boundaries here, and I get really excited about that when I listen to this. I do wish there was a little bit more of his lyricism right. on this, but he's sort of showcasing his artistic capabilities in a different way. But this song is great. Listen to
it. I don't love Awaken My Love, but that's my favorite song on that record. Next is Hold You Down from Camp.
Try and hold me down. You such a fucking lame. It's what they used to yell back in seventh grade. My mama said she'd get me that new jacket when the costs go down. Hit the office, stole some Tommy Hill from Lost and Found. Not bad for a family, a foster child. Looking fly. Man,
I saved this now. One for last because this is some real shit. It's about his childhood, how he was treated growing up, where he came from, his experiences. It's raw, it's emotional. This was his This Is America before This Is America. It's not quite as intense. It's more directly personal to him and his experiences, but it's in the same vein as This Is America. But no one really knows this song. It's a deeper track on Camp. It also, it features a lyric that has stuck with me since this song came out 10 years ago. You're not racist because the wire's in your Netflix queue. That's deep. That is like such a great line. If you've ever watched The Wire, which is a really good TV show, it hits home even more. It also has great lines like, I won't stop until they say James Franco is the white Donald Glover. So good. And Greg, you're about to do This Is America, which is the last, I'm stealing your thunder a bit here, but the last track on our playlist. And I don't think there's two better songs to end the playlist than these two, Hold You Down and This Is America, are Gambino at his best.
Yeah, I think the side detail I'll take before I talk about This Is America is the thing I love about that Wire line is that it's in a very similar way, the biting commentary about white liberals yeah. and structural racism yeah. in America as Jordan Peele does in Get Out.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. So it's like, you are not above our fucking reproach. You're part yeah, of the exactly. system. And I love that line because, I mean, even personally as a white person, I listen to it, I'm like, I have The Wire in my Netflix
yeah.
queue.
Yeah.
It is such a fantastic critique. And I'm so glad you chose that song because it does pair very well at the end of this, which I chose, This Is America, which was released only as a single in 2018.
Yeah. This is America. Don't catch you slipping, no. Don't
catch you slipping now. Look what I'm whipping up. This is America.
To cue this up, I'm sure everyone has heard this song because the song was all over the place in 2019. But I want to start with the Rolling Stone review opening, first sentence, with this quote. Donald Glover might be done making things for you to enjoy.
Wow. I've never heard
and
that.
And while that's, it's a little bit hyperbolic because he's an entertainer, but they're not that wrong. And this started obviously as early as Hold You Down, right? But This Is America, which came out almost 10 years later, not quite, but close, is not meant for you to be enjoyed. The entire point of the song is that Black entertainment is designed to be a distraction from the problems that exist in Black America. And this was one of the most popular songs of that year, which honestly probably almost proved the point that he was making in a meta way. This video was everywhere. If you haven't seen it, it's fantastic. It is like a Scorsese movie. It is so deeply layered. I mean, if you like film and you like analyzing filmic texts, watch this video and then read through the analysis. This is one of the best things that was on film in this decade. And the song has multiple meanings. It talks about gun violence in America, which is obviously a hot topic. It talks about using Black entertainment as a distraction for the treatment of Black Americans, like I talked about earlier. It is a deeply rich song, a poignant song, and a song that has to exist, especially this time frame. And there's many, many thought pieces trying to analyze all of the references. Some of them are hidden, some of them are more explicit. This song reminds me a lot of Kendrick's Pimp a Butterfly. You can listen to it as a rap song, but it just has this really deep and socially relevant meaning that you have to listen to over and over and over again to get, and even then you don't get it. And I love the juxtaposition between the gospel chorus and the acoustic guitar, these very light, acceptable, clean parts of the song, and then just hard as fuck verses with just like raw music. And it takes you in and out of those feelings really effectively.
It's more than a song. When I think of This Is America, I don't think of it as a song. I think of it as a movement, a statement. The music video, overshadows the song once you see.
Yeah, it's like a multimedia.
It's a multimedia event, This Is America.
Yeah, it's great. All right, so that's our playlist that we've put together. Now, what about Childish's career? We're going to wrap it up here and just kind of tie a neat little bow on this episode by talking about some awards and talk about what we want Childish to do next. Obviously, it's his choice, but we will offer some notes or suggestions. So, Jordan, kick us off first. You're going to give Childish 2 awards. Walk us through those.
So I'm going the rap route with my superlatives here today. I really wanted to put in perspective how good I think Childish Gambino is, how I think he stacks against his contemporaries, and if this episode didn't convince you enough to go listen to him, that I'm going to tell you how good I actually think he is. I think he's one of the best hip-hop lyricists of all time. Like I mentioned, I put him in the category with Lil Wayne, Andre 3000, Kendrick Lamar, obviously Childish Gambino.
Notorious B.I.G., you forgot.
I did not.
Oh, shit.
You know, he's on the list. He's just not on the top four. You know, it's okay.
This firmly establishes that we are now, like Kiss or like Green Day, going to do solo pods and release them at the same time.
On the same day at the same time and just duel each other?
Yes, see which one does better.
All right, next is top 5 rappers to debut since 2010. Kendrick Lamar, Post Malone, Run the Jewels, Nicki Minaj, and Childish Gambino. Those are my superlatives.
I like them, except for the glaring, that I now know, intentional omission of my favorite artist of all time. I have 3 awards that I am here to hand out to Childish. I'm very excited. I'm sure he will prize all of these and put them on his mantle. The first one, Best Multi-Hyphenates of All Time. Over the years, this award has been given to the likes of athletes, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders, Brian Jordan. They played baseball and football at the same time. People who were in movies and ran businesses and did philanthropy and music and TV, like Miley Cyrus and Dolly Parton. Next, fashion icons like Rihanna, who also owns fashion brands and is a musician and a philanthropist. And then ultimately Childish Gambino with his movies, his TV, his music, his writing. So these are all my multi-hyphenates. Next, rappers who make singing music that sounds really good. This is Jordan's favorite award.
Oh, Lord.
Chance the Rapper, Don't Hate Me, Kanye West. That autotune sounds fucking great on Kanye. Andre 3000, and then obviously Childish.
Drake.
And then last,
Drake.
I didn't include him on. No, I just forgot. All right. In retrospect, I'll add Drake. All right, fine. God, you're just always running through the six with your woes and shit and just people. Last award, I have the honor of giving Childish Gambino the award for people who we didn't think would end up with the careers that they had when we first saw them, aka the Auspicious Start Award. These have gone out over the years to Brad Pitt, who was on Thelma and Louise, or in Thelma and Louise, who would have thought that Brad Pitt would have become Brad Pitt at that point. Tiger Woods on the Mike Douglas Show when he was two. Patrick Mahomes hanging out with his dad, who was a professional baseball player, Pat Mahomes as a kid. And MC Hammer, who was the Oakland A's bat boy, who would have thought all three of those would become some of the best athletes of all time. Or MC Hammer in the case of being a rapper or a pop culture person. I don't know. Wherever you stand on MC Hammer's rapping. Miley, obviously, on Hannah Montana. And then Donald Glover on season one of Community. I am rewatching it now, like I said earlier. And as I watch season one, it's hard to fathom. You know he's talented, but it's hard to fathom the heights that he has achieved.
I watched
since.
An episode from season one last night. I was just like, that's Childish Gambino? What the fuck?
Yeah. It's crazy. I mean, he gets more comfortable as time goes on, right? Because he's new at acting and he's, you know, mostly writing behind the scenes before that point. Yeah. But it's an auspicious beginning. That's why the award exists. All right, Jordan. Now let's assume, not that Childish Gambino can or should or would listen to a damn word you say about the rest of his career. Let's assume that you have like 5 minutes with him and he's going to listen to you as a paid consultant to tell him some of the ideas that you have for the next stage of his career. What would you tell him to do?
I would tell him I don't think we've heard his magnum opus yet, and that's okay. I'm not saying he should have it at this point in his career, but I think we haven't heard it quite yet. I obviously love Camp. It's one of my favorite rap albums of all time. But let's be honest, it's not Good Kid, Mad City. It's not Paul's Boutique. It's not The Chronic. And Awaken My Love is a direction that warrants respect, but I'd love to see him drop a combination of Awaken My Love and Camp. I think if you combine those two albums together, you'd get something closer to a magnum opus. Another direction I'd love to see him go is a Watch the Throne type album.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, which was a collaboration between Kanye and Jay-Z. It's one of my favorite rap albums of all time as well. I'd love to see him do it with like a Kid Cudi or another one of his contemporaries. I think that could also potentially be a magnum opus for Childish Gambino. And selfishly, I haven't had a Childish Gambino rap album since 2013 because of the internet. That's a long time. I'd love to see something new from him, more on the rap side of things. So I will patiently wait because I'm a huge fan and I don't mind waiting.
I like it. Man, that Watch the Throne collab thing blew my mind. That would be great. All right, so here's what I want. I want him to have, and we say this about some artists, there's a reason we don't say this about other artists. So if you listen to all of the episodes, there are some where we're like, we love the fact that this artist is the executive producer on the album. And there's some that we don't mention that because not all artists are as creative as someone like Childish Gambino. But what I want for Childish Gambino is him to have complete and unfettered creative control across music, TV, and movies and just see what he does. Try a bunch of shit out. Be creative. Some of it will stick. Some of it will not. I like the space that he inhabits because outside of This Is America, he's not a superstar, right? He's not Kanye. And not everyone is going to like... His career is not going to be ended if he puts out something that people don't like.
Right.
And that should be liberating for him. And he should have complete control. People should give him money or he should independently finance anything he wants. Atlanta it's unclear exactly what's happening with Atlanta. One of the best shows on television. This is a prestige drama as much as it's a comedy. It is not outlandish to talk about Atlanta in the same room as Breaking Bad, The Wire, Sopranos, Better Call Saul. It's not ridiculous to say
it's
that.
It's a great show.
If you think it's ridiculous, you're not paying attention, right? Atlanta is a cut above other television shows because of his vision, his direction, and his execution. It is a fantastic television show, and that is what comes out of giving Donald Glover space to create shit. I want to see him direct a movie. He hasn't done that yet at a sort of broad scale. I would love for him to just fully conceptualize, produce, direct, write, and act in a movie, or someone else can act in it, I guess. Continue to make great choices in his acting career. There's almost no more perfect pairing than Childish Gambino at his age when he played Lando Calrissian in Solo. And he's really, really good in Magic Mike XXL. And any choice that he's made has been good. So I want him to continue to make a great acting career. Continue to release music. Make whatever fucking music you want. We'll figure it out on the other end. I can't stress this enough. I always go back and forth whether I'm a bigger music fan or a bigger movie fan. Right. It's close. I might be a bigger movie fan if I had to choose. And so I want to see him make a movie. Jordan Peele was a comedian before he made Get Out. And it shows the just incredible dramatic talent and depth that comedians have. If you think back, even Bill Murray playing in What About Bob and Groundhog Day and even Scrooge, which is a little bit more campy, comedian and Lost in Translation for that matter, you have comedians who are able to play deep dramatic roles with an effectiveness that most dramatic actors can't. And I would love to see him fully conceptualize a movie in the same way that he did Atlanta. I would show up the first day. I'd be there before the first day camping out, and I would see it 100 times. That's how much I believe in his talent and I believe in his future.
Agreed.
So usually we just skip right to getting out of here, but we have one little mini special segment here we're going to try out. Jordan, as we said earlier, Childish Gambino is actually generated from a Wu-Tang Clan name generator. Don Glover put it in wutangclan.net/name-generator, and out came Childish Gambino. So I did the same thing for you, and I did the same thing for me. I want you to tell me on a scale of 1 to 5 how much you like your name, or how willing would you be to go as this name as an alter ego, and then just tell me about what you think about it. Your name, Jordan, is Controller Brave. What do you think?
It's 1 out of 5. I despise it.
It's not good. It's terrible. No offense.
I mean, it was randomly generated. I guess I'll take it. But no, I would not use that name in public.
I don't think that this is actually a random name generator. The underlying technology, because if you run it over and over again, it just keeps spitting out Controller Brave.
Really?
So I think just Controller Brave is tied, at least the one that I chose, is tied to Jordan. Now, maybe it resets daily, but that's okay. What you got. I refreshed it like 50 times to see if I would get something different for you, and I didn't. It just always came back with Controller Brave. Sorry. Mine, Parrot Excessive, and I give it a 5.
Yeah.
I would absolutely go by Parrot Excessive. I would go in normal life. I'm thinking about changing my LinkedIn profile just to Parrot Excessive and going by that at work and at home, having my girlfriend call me Parrot Excessive. I love it. I think it's a 5. What do you think?
I love it. And you can also go by Mr. Excessive when you want to be fancy.
Right. Or, yes. Parrot Excessive is my name. Thanks, everybody, for listening to our Childish Gambino episode. Obviously, we love Childish Gambino. We hope you do, too. Listen to more of his music. Check out more of his TV and his movies. There's a lot of ground to cover. We also encourage you to give us a little like on Twitter or Instagram. Give us a share. Tell your friends about us. If you like what we're doing, we want to keep doing it. We think it's fun. But the more we see you liking it or giving us feedback or telling us ideas that you have for bands you want us or artists you want us to cover, makes us want to do it even more. So please do that. Jordan, anything else you want to say?
No, sir.
All right. Well, this is Parrot Excessive signing off. Have a good week.
Thank you. See ya.